Welcome to the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC. And this weekend, there will be Hot Times in the Old Town East tonight. The Hot Times Festival returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the grounds of the Columbus Health Department in Old Town East. And on Saturday morning, the Columbus Children's Parade steps off from Blackburn Park on Brighton Road. For more information, go to hottimesfestival.com. And also this weekend, 934 Fest is at 934 Gallery on Cleveland Avenue in the Milo Arts District. And Friday happens to be Franklinton Friday because it's the second Friday. This weekend at the Ohio Expo Center and the Ohio State Fairgrounds, you have not one but two events. You have the Columbus Oktoberfest and then the Fall Home and Garden Show. And Saturday at the Box Park at the Maroon Arts Center is the STEAM Festival. For more on that, go to cbrilliance.org. The Old Hilliard Fest was canceled, and from the ashes of that phoenix comes this Saturday in Old Hilliard for the love of Hilliard. And this Saturday is the first Ohio State game at the Shoe this year, and it is Trestle Bowl 23, Youngstown State versus Ohio State. And Tom Snyder will make his grand debut as the new PA announcer at Ohio Stadium. And this weekend at Funny Bone, you have from Titus the sitcom, Christopher Titus. This weekend at New Albany, they have Get Happy, a Judy Garland tribute show at the Henson Amphitheater on Friday night. And then Saturday morning, you have Over the Rainbow, and that's going to be a very sensory-friendly version of the Judy Garland concert indoors at the McCoy Center next door in New Albany. And that's not the only thing happening there. Next Wednesday, they will have Gavin DeGraw and Colby Calais for Amp Up the Arts, which is a fundraiser for the New Albany Community Foundation. This month, the Gateway Film Center celebrates Banned Books Month with an unbanned book festival from books to film. Moonlight Market is back on Gay Street this Saturday, and it is all going to be centered around Current, the Janet Eshelman installation at Gay and High. And this Sunday in New Albany is the annual New Albany Walking Classic. Sondheim by Sondheim is this weekend at the Short North Stage. And Monday, WGRN kicks off their new 91.9 frequency and honors their own volunteers at El Dorado's Bar in Clintonville Monday at 5 p.m. The Halloween and Oddities Fair is this Saturday and Sunday at the Franklin County Fairgrounds in Hilliard. Sunday in historic downtown Powell is the Powell Street Market. Becktoberfest is this weekend at Parsons North Brewing Company in the South Side. And congrats to Schumacher Place on 40 years. And in Whitehall, they will be celebrating the Ethiopian New Year this Saturday at the Whitehall Community Park YMCA on North Hamilton Road. And other things happening, the Go Ohio Commute Challenge kicks off September 11th through the 24th. MORPC and other Ohio agencies are teaming up for this two-week challenge. For more, go to goohiocommute.com. And it is pumpkin season, and Visit Grove City has you covered with the Grove City Pumpkin Trek. And did you know that the Ohio History Connection is free on Fridays with your Columbus Metropolitan Library card? And Tuesday, they've extended bus service by 1 hour on weeknights. Next Thursday at 6 is Dakota public comment meeting for the January 2024 proposed service changes. And if you're looking for a job, the Columbus Metropolitan Library has a job and resource fair next Thursday at 11 a.m. Dress in your Sunday best or conservative business attire. And that's at the main branch downtown. And last but not least, on a more serious note, never forget 9/11. There will be ceremonies and commemorations throughout the weekend. Monday at noon at the National Veterans Memorial and Museum in Franklinton is the Patriot Day ceremony. There will be other commemorations in Hilliard, Westerville, and of course flags outside the Ohio State House and other communities nearby. And the Weekend Warrior will be back next week. Woo, that was a lot. Have a good weekend, and there is never a shortage of things to do this weekend.